This goes to Dr. Gross, G-R-O-S-S, fax 989-629-8145, regarding Viola, V-I-O-L-A, Woodbury, W-O-O-D, like David, B like boy, U-R-Y. Date of birth, August 18th of 1935. Dear Dr. Gross, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Woodbury, who is accompanied by her daughter today with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and congestive heart failure. Her last visit was August 9th of 2022. She has gained 8 pounds over the last 6 months, but we are weighing her with winter clothes on today. She denies excessive shortness of breath and no significant edema. The patient and her daughter are requesting to be placed on standby status for follow-up. They do have routine appointments scheduled with her cardiologist, and it's difficult for the daughter to get the patient out and to her appointments unless absolutely necessary. We had a long discussion about the fact that kidney disease is silent, and both the patient and her daughter stated that they are definitely not interested in any form of dialysis, even if that should become necessary in the future. So they really do not want to have regular follow-up appointments at this time. They are willing to have lab studies done, though, every 3 months. And so we will send an order over to the lab for that. The patient denies hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. She does ambulate with a walker. She does not require oxygen. She does have some edema of the lower extremities that is stable. And no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. She is on Norvasc, 5 milligram daily, and that's to be held if her blood pressure is below 120 systolic. Lasix is 40 milligram twice a day, with potassium 99 milligram 2 every other day. Lipitor, metoprolol, Eliquis is 2.5 milligram twice a day. She is on an inhaler once daily, triple combination inhaler. And no oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs are used. Physical examination, weight 144 pounds. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 102 over 60. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are distant. She has severe kyphosis also. Heart is irregular. Abdomen is obese without ascites. And she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. And she does ambulate with a walker. And labs, most recent lab studies were done 12/21 of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.3 with estimated GFR of 39. Sodium is 140, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 33, calcium 9.4, hemoglobin 12.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, which is stable. There's no indication for dialysis, and the patient and daughter are definitely adamant that this is not what they want now or in the future. Hypertension, that's well controlled, actually on the low side, and edema, that is stable. I did send a lab order over to Elma Hospital so the patient could continue to have lab studies done for us every 3 months, renal chemistries. And she will follow up in your practice every 3 months as scheduled. She'll see her cardiologist on a regular basis, and we will keep her on standby status at this clinic. She'll remain an active patient for 3 years, but after that she would need to be re-referred if she does desire further nephrology follow-up. This Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.